There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm going to make a song about what I'm doing right now. It's a Christmas song, by the way. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm lying on the ground because I'm so tired of the Christmas rush, Christmas rush, Christmas rush. Who makes the fruit salad? I do. Let's barely a recipe. Let's barely a recipe. You just mix the cream and condensed milk. Everything is canned. Nothing is fresh. Told you, man. This is how recording artists do it.
I know. They just think it out loud, right?
They lie on the ground and then they make music. I think this is, you know, the making of my album.
Christmas bangers.
Christmas bangers.
Parapara. Alicia, welcome to the holiday 2020 special.
Yes. I'm so tired, man.
I know, dude.
I don't know why I had to work out on the 24th, and then tuloy-tuloy, I cooked, I slept for a little bit, and then I cooked again in the morning, and then after cooking, I ate the shit, and then I cooked again.
I ate a lot of garbage. Ooh,
garbage.
Garbage.
Holiday bro. Garbage.
Holiday garbage.
Wow, look at you being fancy.
Welcome to the Hello. I was gonna say
Hello Holiday
Special. Fuck. 2020. So it's kind of like a mix of Lecheca, which we just started this year. It's just basically that. We're just gonna read your Christmas and New Year's emails as well as your questions. And Rika's still on the ground.
Because, you know, you have to connect with the earth.
Yeah.
That's where you came from, okay? Connect with the ground. Well, we're on the 17th. That's not the ground. Just the floor.
Yeah. But yeah, today that's all we're going to do. Happy New Year in advance to everybody.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas.
Belated Merry Christmas. Like,
I know. You know what? In our building, there's like a big Jesus figurine. No.
Yeah,
Jesus statue.
Papa Jesus statue. That scares me every time I go there.
I know. And then when my friends came over to my place, I made them greet Jesus a happy birthday. Because, hello, it is his birthday.
True. And he's 2,020 years old.
Is he?
Diba?
Is that how we count the birthday?
Isn't it before Christ, after Christ?
Oh.
Anno Domini?
Right, right. That makes so much sense, dude.
But I'm not sure.
Okay, so I think we asked people, I know we asked people to send in their emails.
We do. Do you have your phone with you? No.
I do not. I have the ground.
You have the ground. I will read it then.
Okay, go.
This one from Julianne Conlu, who says, "Hi, Rika and JC. I'm Julianne and I'm currently living in Norway."
Wow.
Yeah. My Leche fans, Norway chapter na pala kayo.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if I wonder if there were no ways to get in Norway before. That's why they named it Norway. That was a really bad joke.
Hey, can I come visit you?
Norway! Okay.
Ako po pala yung at Julian230787, so Instagram.
Oh, we definitely remember that username,
JC,
right?
You're right. 230787 is my birthday, and I'm 100% not a bot.
What? It's not your cell phone number?
Oh, man. A friend of mine recommended your podcast to me several months ago, but I started listening to it last October lang.
What the hell, dude?
Dude, no way.
What? That's cool. Okay, go.
And from then on, I'm always looking forward to Monday means a new mix is out. I listen from mix 1 to present. Kaya medyo na refresh yung memories ko about sa mga trending topics way back in 2018 and 2019. I don't know what happened in 2018, 2019, huh?
2018, you were 2 years younger.
I was in my 20s.
Whoa. Hit you where it hurts. Yeah, am
man.
I right?
Yeah, man. That's a low blow. I'm thankful that my friend recommended the Hala Hala show to me. After listening to your first mix, hindi ko na tinantanan. What does that mean?
I didn't give you a break.
That's what I figured. Hindi ko na tinantanan ang podcast niyo. If my friend and I will meet or talk over the phone, di maiiwasang mapag-usapan namin ang The Hala Hala Show.
Wow. Oh. We are part of a conversation. We're a conversation starter,
that's
man.
Like, hey, Reeks, did you see the Game of Thrones finale?
Oh, God. Have you watched the new Avengers movie? Yeah. No. But,
did you hear what Rika said on Mix 100? She hates babies, bro.
For the record, I don't hate babies. I was just defending their reason to just stay home because they're babies.
Yeah, they don't want to go to weddings. I really enjoy listening to your podcast and I even recommend it to my friends. I really want to send you an email from the time na nag-start akong makinig sa podcast niyo, pero ngayon ko lang nagawa. Wow. Being away from my family is a challenge. I can only talk to them once in a while because they also have their lives to take care of. Listening to your podcast always reminds me of the time that I'm home. Yung moment na uusap yung mga tao sa bahay, tas nakikinig lang ako. That's how I feel every time I listen to your mixes. Naiibsan? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Naiibsan ang homesickness ko. Ah, parang nawawala. Okay. Sa tuwing nakikinig ako sa podcast niyo, work companion ko rin ang podcast niyo.
Wow.
Kaya no more dull moments at work. Thank you very much and I hope for more mixes to come. Continue to be others' ray of sunshine. I hope to meet you soon kung sakaling mapunta kayong Norway.
Oh, that's like a 2-hour drive, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Kasi may RFID ka na ba?
I know. Meron na. Hirap lang i-load. Please let us know para ma-meet namin kayo ng mga Leche fans niyo dito. Hanggang dito na lang. Advance Merry Christmas. Well, I guess now belated. And a prosperous New Year to both of you. Also, advance happy 30th birthday, JC. Don't be stressed being 30. Life is amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Pagbati mula sa isa sa inyong mga Leche fans, Julian Conrad.
Yay!
Thank you, Julian! All the way from Norway.
Wow. I mean...
That's the second person from Norway who is...
True. I mean, we want to meet all of you guys there.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know the feeling of not being with your family during Christmas time. I'm sure it's really challenging. It's difficult. But you know what? You can have your own family wherever you are. Friends or family that you choose.
What did you do yesterday for Christmas?
Nothing. So yesterday, I went home to my parents' house. Fortunately, we're all there, all of my siblings, my parents, and I cooked. I was like a freaking chef, man.
I watched Chef yesterday. Did you ever see that movie?
Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie.
I only know because I saw it on like
the Jon Favreau.
Netflix.
Good movie.
You had like an Irish accent.
That's a good movie.
That's not, no.
If you could change your fate, I hate Brave, dude.
I told you you like Brave.
If you could change your fate, would ya?
I told you.
Would
you like Brave.
If I could change the movie, I would. That movie sucks.
Got
Brave. All right. So what you cooked and did everything and then what?
No, but it was really fun because you know me, I like cooking. I like doing stuff for people. So I was really in my element. I get to bond with my sisters and my brother and we open presents after everything, so maybe near midnight. I felt like I slept for only 5 minutes and then I had to wake up for work. So, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm happy that we're all healthy in our family. And yeah, I'm not complaining, even though I'm really, really tired. Yeah. You know, we should all just, you know, look at the brighter side of things.
Yeah.
I guess. I know it's not that easy. It's easier said than done.
Shout out to your brother. Your brother's so cool.
I told him yesterday that you liked his dancing.
Dude, Boju Garcia.
Yeah.
Legend. Dude, he's so good at that. Does he have a TikTok?
No.
Why?
He barely uses his Instagram.
That's his shit, man.
I know.
He can be a TikTok legend.
But he has other stuff like med school.
Oh, med school.
Fucking
Why
med school.
Why be a doctor when you can be a TikTok superstar?
Dude, like rake in the money.
Come on, man. All right, Kaka, let's do another one. Here you go, Rika G. You can read this one.
Hey, Riga and JC, congratulations on your 100th mix! Woot woot! I just want to greet everybody, everyone, at Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Dubai, where it's cold. Oh, yeah. I remember they told me that Dubai, it gets cold there. Since this is my first time working abroad, this is also the first time I'm spending Christmas away from my family. To be honest, nakaka-down these past few weeks kasi I miss them a lot. But thanks to my friends here, it makes missing home much lighter. Christmas used to be my favorite season kasi we would sing sa Simbang Gabi. Christmas concerts and carolings. Pretty basic choir life, but it's something I really look forward to. Also, yung malamig na sa Pinas, lalo sa Lipa, Batangas. Pero may warmth from the holiday season ka pa rin na nararamdaman. Now that puro work lang ako here in the Middle East, it feels like a big chunk of me is missing. Iba talaga ang 2020. One thing na yung hindi ko makikita yung family ko, pero losing my lolo a few days before Christmas and not seeing him go is another. Anyways, I hope 2021 will be a better year for everyone. I want to go home. Big hugs to all other OFWs out there. Makaka-uwi rin tayo. Cheers. Riga and JC, happy holidays.
Smile.
I am so sorry that you lost your lolo.
Yeah, that's
just
sad.
A few days before Christmas. I hope you're grieving, you know, with people that you love and who can actually comfort you. It's really hard to spend the holidays away from your family.
Yeah. And thank you for saying, Anna, that you feel like you're closer or whatever when you listen.
I told you, friends are family that you choose. You can have friends everywhere. You can have family everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's great that you're, I love that feeling because OFWs, right? They always want to come back.
Yes.
No matter what they, you know, even if they're all, maybe they have a better, quote unquote, better life in a different country. They always want to come back here. And
it's really a different entity, the Christmas here in the Philippines, because I've heard stories from multiple people who spend Christmas in other countries, and not even as OFWs, like let's say on holiday or on vacation. They say it's not as big of a deal compared to here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's really so different, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did you spend Christmas when you lived in the States?
Usually there's a group of Filipinos, like wherever you are.
They create their own little Filipino Christmas.
But it just feels different.
It feels different.
It's just not, you drive, I guess there's some Christmassy feeling, but it doesn't feel like there's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Was it cold where you spent
it? It actually feels like right now, during the pandemic.
Right.
That's what it feels like. It's just like there's nothing really going on.
Like you're pretending.
You're pretending that, you know. Mm-hmm. But here, you know, before pre-pandemic, you see parol. Mm-hmm. You hear fucking Christmas music since
everywhere.
September.
As in the lights are filled with, the streets are filled with lights and people.
One of my fondest memories is when I would vacation here doing Pasko when I was young. And I don't even remember, I don't remember anything. I didn't know the roadways, right? All I knew, I didn't know how to get from Naiya to Pampanga.
Yeah.
Now I do. But when I was younger, all I remember was when I would get picked up at the airport, I remember distinctly seeing Christmas lights just everywhere.
Everywhere. Like street lights.
And it's like you walk into it's not a winter wonderland, but it's a wonderland nonetheless. So
it's a tropical wonderland.
So hopefully all the OFW, if you didn't get to go home this year, it'll happen next year.
We will welcome you with open arms, guys.
Ya, kaka!
Kaka!
This one, a short one from Broadfits. Broadfits. Who won? What did Broadfits win in the Podcast Network Asia Christmas special? The Christmas party? He won most friendly host or something.
Oh, right.
He says, hi, Rika and JC. First of all, congrats on your season one.
Ooh. Hey.
And I'm definitely excited to listen to more of your mixes in season two. Your podcast is on my list of best quarantine discoveries.
Wow, really?
Along with Rika's vlog.
Wow.
Nice.
What? Really? JC's, I haven't been posting.
JC's podcast, the other podcast. And the Yee Lights. Oh, I recommended the Yee. Remember the Yee Lights?
Yes.
Yee Smart Lights.
Yeah.
He says it's his best purchase. Best online purchase for 2020.
Look at you being the influencer.
This is Broadfits, the guy who is a money, he's the money guy. And he tells you what is a good purchase. Mm, and he so says, believe them, lights, man.
Believe what comes out of his mouth.
Now, working at home or doing chores around the house has become more fun whenever you're playing in the background. Thank you. Happy holidays and belated happy birthday to me, JC. All the best, Fitz. Broad Fitz.
Broad Fitz, shout out to you. Man. And shout out to the podcast network, Asia Fam.
Yeah.
I won. What did you win? I won something.
Heartthrob? I'm a heartthrob.
What?
Best heartthrob.
Or parang ganun. Ah, no, crush ng bayan. Bayan. Yeah, they sent me two cases of, not cases, but like a six pack of beer.
Nice.
So thank you. You know, you made my Christmas better because of beer. I love beer.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to PNA as well. All right, caca. This one, because you read this one. Read this one. And then we'll do some Goddess question.
Hello, guys. It's me again, Daryl. I just want to share my little struggle right now. They're related this coming Christmas. So, eto, I can't celebrate my Christmas with my family this 2020 because my boyfriend and I are living together and my dad doesn't have any clue about my gender preference. He has zero idea about me being gay. My mom, on the other hand, knows me well, but my boyfriend is not yet ready to properly meet her. 6 months na pala kami live in, so I don't want to put much pressure on him. Mas maganda yung siya na mismo ang ready. So as of now, I'm using COVID-19 as an excuse for not attending our yearly Christmas celebration kasi ayoko maiwan mag-isa si boyfi sa bahay.
Aww.
He's from out of town and he can't visit his own family din. Yun lang po, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this and I'm wishing you both a happy Christmas and bountiful, purposeful new year.
No, is that sweet?
Yeah, that's sweet. I find it sweet. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? As long as you're happy with your decision. What do you think about that, their situation?
Well, eventually they're gonna have to tell the dad, right? Like, mm-hmm. Eventually.
They have to face it.
I wonder if there's a reason why they don't want to tell the dad. Maybe he's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not open to it.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, right? From what I've seen on stories online, even if, let's say, it doesn't go over well,
yeah,
it usually kind of works itself out later. Because usually the love for the parent's love for the kid usually prevails.
Prevails, yeah.
Despite, let's say, their difference in beliefs and opinions. It might take a while.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, hopefully that's the way it goes.
Hoping for the better. But, you know, you just gotta, I don't know, like, at this point, I just want to understand people.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's, like, let's say I encounter someone in the same situation, I would just try to understand why they're making this decision. Instead of, I don't know, instead of judging people or trying to tell them what to do, I'm really not all for that. Especially, like, where I am now. Whenever I tell people my situation or some of my problems, I don't really want people to solve my problems,
mm-hmm.
because it's not that easy. So yeah, that's really just what I can do when it comes to people asking or telling me their problems.
Yeah.
I want to understand you. You know?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
What
movie is that from?
I don't know, man. But thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
And hugs. Good luck.
Yeah.
And I really like the way that you didn't want to leave your boyfie home alone. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. All right, let's do some Christmas New Year Eve.
Moo.
God is a question.
Moo.
All right, here from Crikes. Crikes? Crikes? I don't know. Crikes? Crikes? Most memorable moment you had this year that you'll cherish forever despite the situation that we had. Memorable moments.
Like anything? Like, man.
I lost a lot of weight.
Oh.
And then I gained it back. Not all of it, but a lot of it back.
But if you think about it, you could also lose it again.
Yeah, you could. But right? It reminded me that I'm still... Oh, shit, my phone.
Ooh.
It reminds me that I'm still capable of doing it. I just need to focus and play video games. Oh, most memorable, actually, while you're thinking, Rika G,
mm-hmm.
Call of Duty Warzone. That game really, I know it sounds crazy, like, not, I wouldn't say saved my life, but it really made my pandemic just, it gave me something fun
to look forward to.
To do each and every day. Like, I mean, the amount of hours, I looked at it yesterday, I think I'm like at 30-something days worth of playtime. Playtime, huh?
Uh-huh.
Not that I played it for 30 days. Just but straight. But
collectively.
Collectively, 30 yeah. days. So do that math times 24 hours. That's how many hours I've played that game during this pandemic. And it's like, it's. I love that game, dude. It's so fun. And I'll remember, like, I made online friends who I've never met.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've ever played online games, sometimes you'll meet randoms. And then you end up playing together. You become friends. Offline, or not offline, but in online.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the most memorable. It's the year of Warzone.
The year of Warzone for JC's life.
Yep.
For me, probably it would be when we went to the farm. Me and Hazel. So I took Hazel to the farm. And it was actually like a voucher that I got a year ago. And it was about to expire, but they let us... they extended the due date, so we booked an overnight stay. I mean, I told you this already, but I think what made it most memorable was it really picked up my mood, I guess, with this whole lockdown. Because in the farm, you won't get to see people. Mm-hmm. Like, we only saw people at the end and at the start when we were checking in and checking out.
You saw more animals, huh?
I saw more animals and grass than people. Yeah. Like actual grass, not the grass that you know. Anyway.
Shanty Dope, is that you?
No, but yeah, I think that was really memorable because it calmed my spirits. It made me think about a lot of stuff. And, you know, after that, it kind of cleared my mind.
Mm.
So I would like to say that I'm thankful that I had that. I mean, you know, obviously that's privilege, right? It's a privilege to be able to go there and actually spend an overnight stay.
Nice.
But, you know, I won't take it for granted. It's not like a normal thing that I do. Mm. So it's really so memorable to me.
Nice. Moo.
Moo.
From Jem says, as growing as an adult, was there a time that you didn't feel Christmas?
Hmm.
I actually don't really celebrate Christmas. I like the season.
Yeah.
But I don't really... I'm not a Christmassy guy. I'm a New Year's guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always a New Year's guy. New Year's Eve is like my shit.
That's my
favorite thing. So I think I feel Christmas every year just because it's... close to New Year's. If Christmas was in June, I probably wouldn't give a damn about it.
A rat's ass.
Have you ever felt a year, Rika G, where you didn't feel like it was Christmas?
It was probably the first year that I worked here in RX.
Really? Why?
I didn't really understand. It wasn't like I was complaining. It was just so different because we had to work on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. We have to work on all holidays.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we were prepared with all the other holidays before Christmas because we were all here and people just stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a bad experience. It's just that I had to understand that this is our job. And I love my job. And it comes with a lot of things, good and bad. So maybe I could say that was the first time I, you know, experienced that it was. Or realized that, you know, Christmas won't ever be the same.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not complaining. It's just that it'll just be a different Christmas. Mm. It's an adult Christmas. Again, not the adult that you're thinking of.
Adult Christmas. Santa's little helper.
Santa's the... Oh, look at... Oh, no. No.
Help me unwrap these gifts, Santa.
When you imagine elves, do you think of them as, like, children or just little, you know, like, elves? Like, just elves?
Like, like a mythical creature? Like
another creature, yeah.
Just a mythical creature. Right. I don't think of them as people or kids or like any human. Like I think of them as separate.
Separate, like Oompa Loompas.
Kind of. Yeah. I feel like they have magical powers.
Oh, they definitely do.
Because you can't make and wrap that many fucking presents, right?
No.
It's impossible.
Yeah, and you work like all year round, right?
Is it? I thought they only work one day.
No, I know they work all year. That's their job, dude. That's
what?
Santa's job.
As no.
Yes.
Santa and the elves only work on 24.
No, of course not.
Yes, they do.
They do not wrap all those gifts In one day.
No, that's what I'm saying. They have magic. They have magical powers.
I know, but their magical powers work, you know, they work all year round.
When does Santa check his naughty or nice list?
All year round.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't he do it on 24? He checks and he says, okay, you deserve a present. You deserve
Dude, that is impossible. I'm sure they work all year round. Oh, because
Santa's so real, right?
Excuse me?
So are the elves, right? They're yes. so real.
That is... think about it, dude.
You think about
you know
it,
what?
Bro.
You know what? We should start
Wait. How does Santa deliver around the world, Rika G? Using what?
A sleigh.
Flying...
A
what?
Sleigh.
Pulled by...
By reindeers.
That are walking or fucking flying.
Well, you bet. You betcha.
Let us know. Do you think they work?
They
only...
work all year round.
Okay,
dude.
Maybe not. Maybe because not one day, but they don't. They don't work in June.
They, no,
Santa is not, and his elves are not working in June, dude. Maybe December 1 they start preparing.
I bet because that's their job. They're employed.
No.
Gift wrappers.
Come on.
And acquisitions.
Accounts receivable.
A whole accounting department.
I used to work in a law firm, and then sometimes uh-huh. people would call and say, hey, can you take me to, can you send me to like billing?
Mm-hmm. You won't know.
And I don't
that
know
is.
If accounts the accounts there's another accounts receivable okay. and accounts something else, the opposite of that.
Uh-huh.
I always get confused which one is
receivable and payable.
Payable. Yeah. Accounts receivable, accounts payable. I get so confused.
Rod Fitz! We need you.
Which what is it? What?
What is it?
If I want to no. pay somebody, do I go okay. to accounts payable because I want to pay them? But let's say I want
or
money.
Or are they going to pay you?
Are they going to pay you? I don't know. And then receivable mm-hmm. is like, are you going to receive it? Or are you calling them because you want to give money to be something. Received?
Hmm.
They need to change
no,
the
okay.
wording.
So
that.
Now that you brought that up, yeah. look, when you're not in court and when you're not doing lawyer things, are you not a lawyer? You're still when you're not driving a bus, are you not a bus driver?
What are you? What's the point you're trying to make here?
You work all year round if that's your job.
No.
Are you not a radio DJ when you're not on board? You still are.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, we work throughout the year. Bus
they
drivers
do.
Work throughout the year. I think no. Santa and his friends.
No, they peak on the 25th. They peak
what?
On the 24th.
They only work on Christmas. I mean, they only do their real... No, anyway.
No, dudes, may pre-pro dyo.
All right, move on. I think we might have answered this last year, but maybe it's changed. DPFFLT. DPFLT.
Please make your usernames harder for JC to read.
Your favorite Noche Buena food / handa. Merry Christmas, Rika and JC.
Oh, gosh. It would be ham.
Ah, really?
Ham and queso de bola for reals. For realsies.
I just like fried chicken. You know, typical birthday food. Spaghetti.
But to be honest, I only appreciated queso de bola as an adult. As a kid, it's not that I hated it. It's just it wasn't my choice of, you know, Noche Buena food.
Queso de bola.
I have some here now today.
You're going to eat some?
I know. Later.
Okay, Moo. Your Oliver's resolutions that you actually did this year. Any? No.
I didn't. Probably... To work out every day.
Oh, beast on that. Ako walay.
But, you know, I would have days that I need rest.
Yeah.
So, but I really made it a point to work out most days.
Yeah. Ako walay. Really nothing.
I know.
Oh, moo.
Moo.
From Vila Luzigi. Do you have a favorite episode that you put out this year? Mixer episode. I don't remember these.
Oh, maybe when we started Lecheka.
That was pretty cool.
Right? You know, and then we started receiving more. Not like hundreds, but we started receiving more at least, right?
Emails.
Yeah, emails.
That was nice.
So thank you guys.
What are your... Okay, Ryan Castillo. I think we've answered this. I don't remember, but just in case. What are your underrated / overrated handa on Christmas Day and New Year's Day? Your food.
Oh, overrated?
What? Yes.
Fruit salad.
Fruit salad, right?
I do not. I don't understand it. Okay, it's just adding more stuff to fruits that are already yummy.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Do you know that? Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
I want to refer you to the intro song that we just made. The rise of the fruit salad.
Fruit salad is okay.
That's my overrated. Fruit salad's okay. How about underrated?
Underrated. That is tough.
Mine, Oh, mine would be dinner rolls. You know, like those really good dinner rolls where it's shiny on top and it's so pillowy. I know, because here in the Philippines, we prefer rice.
Yeah,
everything with rice, even steak. Mm. Well, I mean, that's not bad.
Dinner rolls with ham.
Oh, God. Dinner, buttery, soft dinner rolls. Yummy. Yummy.
What is overrated, though?
For you.
I don't really like lechon that much.
Oh, really?
I think I said that last year. I mean, I will eat it, but I just think
it's not like the highlight.
I just think it's like it's dry. I mean, the meat, like, you need sauce.
Yeah.
But you know? There are, unless it's the skin, but
there are lechons now, yung maliliit na lechon, and they say it's better than the big ones.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
It starts with a B, right? Parang bubwit, but that's a mouse.
That's a mouse. No.
But it reminds me of the word bubwit.
I think it's pee.
Piyok?
I know.
Piyok.
I forgot.
Baby lechon.
Baby
Google
lechons.
It. Is it better though?
They say that it's juicier and tastier.
That's so sick, huh?
But it's also
expensive.
The
baby lechon.
Can we not refer it as baby lechon? let's say...
The show where you hate babies. Yeah. Huh?
No, we don't.
Lechon belly. Lechon belly
roll. Yay. Yeah.
What's next? Yeah, lechon for me is a little bit overrated, but it's still, I get why people like it.
Because, you know, some people.
It's a centerpiece.
Yeah, it's a center. It's like, you know, it's a party when there's lechon.
It's a design. Okay, moo. Let's see. We got the similar questions about handa. Similar questions about the best thing that happened to us.
Maybe last what?
Last one for this category.
Yeah, for this category.
Okay, here we go. From Yao.
Okay.
Do you still have a New Year's resolution? That's a good question. I don't.
I don't because I don't. It's not really my priority. And plus, I haven't had a New Year's resolution for years now because I don't know. It's just
never
I don't
want to
set myself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a goal that I have.
I feel like it's not. Because it's so unpredictable the time now.
True.
That we don't know it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. That I don't wanna set anything.
Example
for the same
A,
reason.
Year 2020.
Oh yeah. Year 2020, man. What a
beast.
But let's talk about the good things about 2020. We asked you for your favorite Halo Halo Show moments or maybe quotes from this year, and let's read a couple, all right? Yeah. Favorite Halo Halo Show moments. Kahit parating na may mention si Agent John. Special Agent John.
Sana masarap yung ulam mo.
Special Agent John, thank you.
Thank you.
For
keeping
being
us
understanding.
Track.
This is from Abby also. Abby also says, baliktad na shirt ni JC.
Uh-huh.
Coffee Adventures ni Rika and everyone's movie/series suggestions.
The random fork on JC's computer table.
Classic. Ed Baduria says, I just missed my morning commute while listening to you guys. You know, traffic has been pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, the past few days.
And ironically, I kind of feel a sense of happiness. I know it sucks that you're in traffic, but it's like...
You think it's back to normal?
It feels like the earth is coming back to where it was supposed to be.
Oh, no. We just have really bad road systems, traffic systems here.
How does it work now with the buses, by the way? I haven't driven in a while.
Oh, really? Oh, they're just on the left and...
But did it help? I think it helps the commuters, definitely. But did it help the traffic?
Uh-huh. When it's already safe, I guess, to go out, I would definitely ride the bus. Yeah. Before, I would ride the bus everywhere, like in my hosting outfit.
Yeah.
You know, dragging my makeup bag gigs. Yeah. I would definitely, you know, be in that shit.
Okay. All right. This one from Sam, who says, my favorite Halal Show moment this year was the hate mail. Who's laughing now? Halal Show ranking in news and politics. LOL.
More on who?
Dude, we actually peaked at number 5 or 4 in news and politics. You know, we were number 1 in Spotify comedy.
When?
Yeah, this past week. I took a screenshot of it.
What the hell?
I know, man.
No freaking way, dude.
Yeah, dude. Look here.
That's big.
Oh, sorry. Not comedy.
What?
Arts and entertainment.
What?
Number 1. Sorry, comedy, we peaked at like number 7, but
that's big, dude.
We're number 5 in news and politics.
I'm never number 1 on anything. Not even on my parents' list. I'm number 3.
Entertainment, bro.
Dude, I'm never number 1 on anything.
Really? You're the number 1 female podcaster on the Hala Hala Show.
And you're the number 1 male podcaster.
Yeah, see?
On the Halo Halo Show.
There we go, man.
Damn. Look at that, us. We are, man, not just mic stands. Okay.
Damn.
We speak. Wow. That's big, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Let's see. A favorite. What else? From Ali, who says, fuck the babies.
That is so bad, dude. You know what? We're going to go viral in the wrong way.
Fuck the babies. DP Fult again says, the Parasite, WAP, BTS, and Blackpink World Domination, I think, was their favorite mix. I don't even remember what we talked about on there, but that was their favorite.
BTS!
Savage Love. And also someone said, Jericho says, the condom thing that you talked about before. I think we have an audiogram of that. What is it?
Yeah, we do.
Remember, oh, this one is on. Do not flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Yeah. Like, throw it in the trash can.
Tear it. No, maybe not.
All right. Let's move on to the last thing. Shout out / wishes for 2021.
Okay.
So it's going to be nice. From Phil Aurelius, says, hello from Bahrain. More podcasts in 2021. Shout out to Phil Aurelio. Also, a longtime Monster listener.
Wow, you guys.
He always wants to shout out his wifey. I'm going to name my wifey. His wifey, Jen.
Yeah.
And his family in Bahrain. And he loves Mariah Carey. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Tama ba?
No, kuya in Canada. Tama ba?
Phil Aurelio.
Yeah.
All right. From Kevin Love, who says, naubos na lahat ng 2020 ang challenges, so I will not look forward to the challenges of 2021.
Oh, yeah. Don't you try to challenge 2021,
don't do it,
dude.
Bro. Don't
just be like 2021. You better chill, man.
Back the fuck up, bro. Back up, bro.
Back up,
bro.
Sit down.
Get back, bro. From Crix, who says, wishing for more mixes from you guys and vaccine. Para makauwi na ako sa Bohol, they're stuck in Cebu. Hopefully you can get back. What is the deal with travel between Bohol and?
I mean, like I see
I know you
people,
can go to Cebu, right?
Yeah, I'm but I sure. mean, I see people going to Boracay and like you know.
Yeah, they're
actually taking the airplane. I don't know about that, dude.
I think it's okay if you do because it's the swab. You get the test and everything necessary. It's just for me the hassle of yung quarantining is what really is dissuading me from going anywhere. And also just the face mask and face shield. I hate wearing it. Like I wear it, but I hate it.
So you'd rather just stay
I don't want to go travel somewhere and be burdened, you know, I mean, not quote unquote burdened by just wearing. It's not really it's not a burden, but it's uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm. And
I
don't
want
to
I want to travel and shit in peace.
I guess the face masks and face shields, I guess indirectly they also encourage us to just stay at home. Diba?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is a hassle.
Yeah.
So, instead of wearing all those, might as well just stay at home.
This one from Deep Fult. TBH, I just wish we can all go out and kiss and hug each other next year.
Y'all know it. I'm not a hugger.
You miss the random stranger momol in Poblacion, right?
Oh, man.
No, but I really do. Like, for example,
You miss the random momol?
No. I have plans to go to Pampanga for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Just to visit my small family there. But I want to see my Lola, who I haven't seen since last year.
Oh, you can't hug your
Lola. And I can't hug her. Because, you know, she's old. And she's kind of praning, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad, man. And even my mom, for example, if I were to see my mom, if she were to come here or if I go to Japan in the future, during this time at least,
yeah,
I don't think I can hug her or whatever. She's a senior citizen too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
rough. You know what I noticed? Kapampangan lolas are feisty. I feel like they're feisty.
My mom's feisty.
Oh, see?
My lola's more chill.
Chill. Lahat sa mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom is a scary lady. She's getting angry. But now she's chill now.
Yeah.
We have it's like a temper thing, my
in
family.
Your family.
Yeah, that's why me too, sometimes.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Was there ever a time when you were a kid that, like, I don't know, you got bullied or in school that your mom just stomped her way over there?
Never.
And defended you?
No, my mom's very, whenever I would have trouble in school, she's pretty supportive of me. Like, just of me. Like, not, I never really had a bully problem. I got bullied because of my weight.
Okay.
But
she never, like, you know, talked to a teacher.
No. Because she didn't need to. I don't think it ever got that heavy for me.
Right.
But I think she would have.
Mm-hmm.
If she.
I feel like too.
How about you? Did your mom go in there and start busting heads?
Not really. My mom is more like a blend into the background type of person. So that's what she would always tell me whenever I would get in trouble or people would fight me. She would always just say, you know what? Just like back down. Don't engage.
I was taught differently. Not by my mom, but by like just like my teacher. I had a teacher before who he told a story of his son. Mm-hmm. And his son was getting bullied. Mm-hmm. And then his son punched the guy. And then he never got bullied again.
Oh.
I'm more of that train of thought.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I wish that I would be the, what do you call that? I would engage in some situations like before. Mm. Because I feel like whenever I don't retaliate, I feel like, yes, it didn't really escalate, but for some reason, I feel like I lost, even if I didn't retaliate.
Yeah, I don't think it should be. I mean, to avoid physical altercation is probably best, but to stand up for yourself
exactly like,
is a lot better. Because what happens to me is sometimes I dwell on like, fuck, I should have said this.
I know, same.
Fuck, I should have said that, or I should have done this. Like, because then you overthink. Oh, I don't know if you're an overthinker like you and me.
Yeah,
I'll be thinking about it the whole week.
Because I remember people would say awful stuff to my face, and because that's how I grew up with that. I would then just like keep quiet. And although, like I said, although you know you're the bigger man for not saying anything back, you feel like you still lost because they get to say their piece.
Yeah.
Right? They get to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And I know people say, you know, your feelings can only get hurt if you let them. But voila, I mean, that's how it is. Mm. I let them hurt me and I didn't retaliate.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Gets.
It's not, I don't think you can change it overnight, right?
Nah.
No.
But it takes time. We have two which are kind of similar from Louis and from JD. So Louis says, Joa, please, Char. I think more responsibilities in 2021, something that Louis wants. And JD says, shout out, sana may humabul pa before New Year. Tagal ko na single. # Bickin' a man.
Well, there are apps out there.
Yeah, 2021.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine told me that they saw you on Bumble.
Did they?
Yeah.
I have a Bumble account.
And then I asked, did you swipe
left right or right? Did they swipe right or left?
I think they swiped. What's left?
Left is no.
Left.
Fuck! What the hell? Why, bro?
I don't know. No, I think it's because they know I know you.
I think they don't like my eyes in the photo. Is that what it is? I use the wrong Bumble photo?
What's the best line that you got on Bumble?
Bumble? Yeah. Dude, I haven't really used Bumble since March. But I think the account stays active if you don't deactivate it. I don't really know. Mm. No, I remember... Actually, no. I used it like a few months ago to check it, but I don't really... Like, I haven't talked to anyone. In a while. Like, yeah. It's been months.
On the average, months. You would get how many matches? Two? Three?
It depends. If I swipe right on every single person, I get a lot more.
Yeah.
But the ones that I feel like, I find her cute or I find a profile attractive, maybe like two or three a day. Two, three a day.
Right.
Maybe max five.
Can we play it later after?
I don't have it right now. Okay. I don't have the app anymore. But we can download it again.
Yes!
Check it out.
Like, you know, the 20 swipe challenge.
Oh, what is that?
You just swipe 20 times to the right.
Oh, and then?
And then let's see who matches you.
What?
Yeah, we do that all the time.
I know I matched with a Leche fan one time. But then...
How'd you know? They told you?
They said, I listened to your... And then I don't know if I didn't reply anymore or she didn't reply anymore. I don't even remember what happened. That's how my social media dating goes.
All the time.
We reply, and then one of us stops and there's no reason.
Well, it can't be, you know, a hit every time. Yeah, so. Yeah.
But to answer your question, the best message... You know, as much as I see on Twitter, like, girls say that guys have corny opening lines on Tinder and whatever. Mm-hmm. I have seen the same corny lines thrown my way
as girls?
Well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
The same lines that guys use. So I'm like, And I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I see nothing wrong with a high. And you get blasted on Twitter for... Oh, look at this guy. He's so original. Hi. What's wrong with saying hi, dude? I don't understand.
And then you start, like, let's say like, some people use like a corny line and then they still get blasted.
Yeah. I get it because there's so many, especially for like an attractive lady on there, they must get hundreds, literally hundreds of messages because I think the ratio is really, there's more guys than girls on online dating. Usually.
Yeah.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure that's how it is. So the girls get way more attention from guys. So I would understand why you have to throw out some crazy line just to stand out.
Yeah.
But I don't really see anything wrong with a hi or a hey. Does it just, it's just like, because then you say hello and then you can talk about life. I don't know.
True.
I always don't know which direction to go either. With the when you
like, do you talk about their photos? Do you talk about their
bio, or do you ask them a question that's not in their bio?
Do you post a photo of your whole face? Because I know some people like post a photo of like them wearing shades like black and white.
I would never swipe right on those.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I take the risky swipes.
What do you mean?
There's some risky swipes, like girls that look like they're models and they're like models, like they have professionally done, and I'm like, this hot model chick couldn't possibly be on here. Like, we're like celebrity, they're not celebrity, but they look like they look like celebrities, right. I'm like, they couldn't possibly be on here. And I'll swipe
like,
right,
what are they doing
what are
here?
They doing here?
And then you swipe right and then what happens?
Or they could be like a catfish, right? Yeah. Because somebody might be using their photos. Mm-hmm. Well, I take those
risks.
On the off chance.
Mm-hmm.
But then usually you find out that they're not.
What is Miranda Kerr doing on this app? Might as well, right? I mean, won't hurt me.
When I remember way back in 2016, 2017, there was a, she wasn't like super, super like model, but I was like, man, her photos look really professional.
Yeah.
So I swipe, and then I was a little still skeptical at first, like, how will I? And then they're like, oh, we should hang out and meet. I was like, and then I met her.
And then
she was real.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, wow, you're actually on here. Why? Why?
Look at you. Well, I feel like that's a smooth line, man. You know what? I've had a couple of people DM me on Instagram. They say that they're photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than a couple. They say they're photographers. And yeah, I mean, you can be a photographer, right? They would say that, oh, I want to take a photo of you for my portfolio. You could use it for your Instagram account as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe like 95% of the time, they take what do you call it? Risque photos.
Mm. So, I've seen that.
Yeah. And I would look at their profiles. And I get it. I mean, like, yeah, you do have your market. But have you seen my Instagram? I show photos of my dog, man, fully clothed with 5 layers on. I'm not really that type of... And I don't
the
really...
The ones that they usually hit up to are the... I mean, I don't mean to generalize, but correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. A lot of those girls in those photos are the ones that are doing modeling as a racket.
Yeah.
Like car show, car shows and, you know, mga BAs, that 1,000 BAs. That's usually their target. And then I've heard stories because I had a friend who I used to hang out with, and she used to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me about there's a shady photographer industry, like, but there are a lot of legit ones as well.
True.
To qualify it, there are a lot of legit, but you have to be careful.
I know. I mean, I never really say yes because I'm not a model first, and I'm not comfortable. Who they are, yeah, I don't know who they are. Yeah.
And a couple more. Let's see. From Katharina says that their wish for this 2021 is an effective COVID vaccine. Yes.
I personally know someone who got the vaccine this week. Wow.
Really? Here?
Yeah. No, in Canada.
Canadia. Yeah, I think hopefully soon. I keep seeing all the stuff that's going on here and that supposedly we're getting a more expensive, less effective one here. I hope that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That's from Christmas dinner. Oh, man. Okay.
Just kidding.
Last one. This one from Mona and also from Trina. Similar. So Mona says, new achievements for us, you and me, Rika G. New achievements for us both. And from Trina, more episodes and more commercials to pay the bills.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Coming up.
Thank you so much. Those are the shout outs and wishes for 2021. Thank you to everyone who sent in their emails.
I never thought we would get to this place.
Season 2 coming out next week.
Wonderful place filled with flowers and apparently cheetah. Panther?
This is a cheetah on my shirt.
What does a panther look like?
A panther, there's black panthers. Oh, there's also different colored. I don't know, gray panthers maybe,
but
usually panthers are black, like in Jungle Book,
right?
What's the name of that? There's Baloo the bear, and there's what's the panthers?
Mark. Mark and Jason.
Mark and Jason. Nice.
You don't know
that? No. Mowgli. Baloo. Mark. But it's like Basira or something. Yeah. Not Basura. Bira, Bahira, I don't remember. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Any end of the year messages, Rika G, you want
to
say?
Well, thanks for always listening to us. I mean, I honestly never thought that people would enjoy it this much, and I'm just very thankful. I'm hoping that next year we would go to, you know, greater achievements and more, like you said, commercials, but also at the same time just be cruising like this,
because
that's how we roll.
I hope we get more listeners. That's my ultimate
more
dream
listeners.
Is to just double, triple, quadruple, quintuple, what's after quintuple,
world domination
of listeners.
Yeah.
Because we already are in Norway.
Look where we
are. We were listened to, according to Spotify and Rap, like 55 countries.
I know.
How many countries are there in the world? 100 something,
and that's
right?
Just on Spotify, right?
So hopefully we can get to maybe 70 countries, 80 by end of next year. So if you know any friends, Pinoy, actually, if you know any OFWs
who
live in a different country and say, hey, go listen to these fucking cool duo,
one that has a random fork
and one that has diabetes. How are you selling, man? What did
they
do? What did they do?
Pancreas is broken, man.
Her pancreas is broken. They hate babies and tell you to tear your condoms, right?
No, don't do it.
Anything else? No, that's it, man.
Yeah,
Season 2
thanks.
Coming out next week.
We wish we could just like group hug.
Group hug.
Group hug. You know, I prefer group hugs more than like a one-on-one hug.
I've never really...
Because group hugs, it's just like on the shoulder.
When does group hugs happen, though? I don't even remember the last time I had a group hug.
I guess dance teams?
Right?
Right?
Like when, after a day. Yeah, like, if you're not part of a team, what context would you do a group hug? No one does that anymore.
Yeah, no. Like you just randomly...
Except for maybe at airports when you're about to leave.
Yeah, group hug.
But
no, but when you're leaving, you want like a one-on-one hug, right? With all the people.
It depends. It depends.
Yeah, when they're sending you off to group hugs.
Group hugs are not a thing.
Yeah, group hugs.
That doesn't happen in everyday life.
Can you imagine the very first group hug?
Ever, right?
Ever.
Dude.
They don't know how to call it. What to call it. What are we doing, man?
Actually, just a hug in general.
Yeah, true.
Or even momol.
I wonder.
Who thought of that?
I know.
Who said, it will feel good to put my mouth, my lips, my mouth, and share my saliva.
The very first... Mouth to
or the
mouth
first kick. Person to eat ass, bro.
True. They.
I want to taste where you know, shit.
They. That's called world domination. Now everybody's into that.
Rest in peace, headphones listen.
Jesus. Yeah.
That's it, man. You know, group hug, eat some ass, and we'll see you in 2021.
Have a great celebration, everybody.
Yeah. And advance Happy New Year.
Yep.
Belated Merry Christmas.
Take care, everybody. Same old, stay same safe.
Old. And
that's it.
Extra song. I was trying to do a Christmassy one.
No.
One more Christmassy.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.